Right now, we welcome in Randy Sainer for the first time in the new year. Randy, how'd the holiday season treat you and the family?
It was good. It was good. We got to see all of our kids. And,
well, that's good.
We were careful and just went and saw them and had a good time. And, got lots of nice gifts and ready for the new year.
Good. Glad to hear. New year well underway.
No problems from seeing the kids or getting together.
No, but we were really careful. We just did a small group, just our kids, and so I think that's the key thing. And we wore a mask, and when we had to drive to Oklahoma to do it, so we were very careful. We stopped once for gas and wore a mask and used hand sanitizer. And
yeah, I remember you were trying to debating a little bit about whether you go.
Right,
a lot of people face those tough decisions.
Right, we didn't at Thanksgiving, but we thought at Christmas we would, and so.
Yeah. I'm glad it worked out.
Yep.
So, Randy, with this winter weather that we're blessed to have now and this high amount of moisture, how does this affect the livestock that are out, perhaps maybe on stocks or out in the pasture here come mid-January?
Well, as the weather cools down, you know, cattle get a hair coat, livestock get kind of a hair coat for winter, but when it drops below that critical temperature, and if you know if it's wet and cold, that temperature is way lower. It's about 32 for a normal animal. So right now at 17, those cows are using more energy to stay warm.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they'll also pick up their if they've got more to eat, they'll eat more just to help bring with that energy. But in some cases, you know, they will get under the snow and eat forage as long as they got forage. But a lot of times people up their feed a little bit just because of that cold weather. And a lot of times, you know, we got people calving now, and we're in the last 90 days of gestation if they're calving in March. So those cows have a higher requirement very fast. So people will supplement them, start supplementing them to help with that calf and keep that cow into condition.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, and it's really good to watch cows now because they can really go down in condition if we get some cold weather and you know, that's taking more energy. So if they do look like they're starting, you need to up their feed if you start seeing that.
Yeah, okay. Out there on the stalks or something, take them some hay.
But they will dig through some snow as long as it don't get iced over. If it gets iced over, then they can't get down in and get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're on stocks that they've been on a while, they probably are needing some protein and energy. If they're just fairly new into a field, then there's plenty of forage and energy there. So it depends on how long they've been there.
Okay. What else did you want to hit on this morning, Mr. Sainer?
Well, just to remind people, last year we had to cancel some of our pesticide training, so some of our people did not get certified last year, but they were allowed another year. But this year they have to take the class, and so there's several classes offered. We've got one yesterday morning at the center, and we have one at Okalala. We'll see what this road does. We may have to cancel it, but and then we have several in February, March, and April. So just keep track. Just watch our website. We'll have a list on there, and I did send out a news release on it, so with all the dates too. So just pay attention to that, because if you want to use herbicides or any kind of pesticides that's restricted, you have to have a license.
And I know you and your colleagues probably getting things ready, looking forward to the Farm and Ranch Expo next month too.
Yes, we have our booth again, and we're working on some things, and we have a kidding and lambing school happening in Seward and one out at Bayard. That's some things we have going on that will be face-to-face and virtual both. And so we're starting to get active with some of our stuff.
And the pesticide training is face-to-face. Is that
yes.
Right?
And now that we're in orange, out of the red, we can do face-to-face. If it gets back into red again, we'll have to go virtual probably. And we're trying to do face-to-face if we can.
Sure.
It's just one of those, you like interaction with the people you're training. And it's
preferred if possible.
Yeah, and it allows farmers and ranchers, you know, they have a three-year then before they have to come back and recertify. And so it's really good for the public and for producers because it helps teach good management practices and keeps people safe by having this program.
Now, Randy, if there's any producers out there that want to learn more about these courses or anything else, how can they get in contact?
They can either call our number, which is 308-532-2683. They can email me at randy.sainer@unl.edu, or they can get on our website, and we'll have a lot of our information. We also have a Facebook page, and we're pretty good about putting new things that are happening on our Facebook page.
Awesome.
So it's just Lincoln Logan McPherson Extension. So,
Randy, as always, we appreciate the time. Stay safe out there on the roads, and I'm sure we'll see you at the Farm and Ranch Expo next month.
We'll look forward to it.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning with George Lobby, editor of the North Platte Bulletin, after a quick update with Rush.